He was one of the quickest thinking stand-up comedians who ever lived, and an Oscar-winning actor with a string of huge selling films to his credit. But now Robin Williams has been found dead at his home in California, apparently at his own hand. He was 63. His career spanned comedy, children's films, and drama. His publicist says Robin Williams had been struggling with depression in recent times, and he'd struggled throughout his life against addiction to alcohol and drugs. This report from David Mark.
Elmer Fudd sings Bruce Springsteen.
Where do you begin with a performer that did everything? He is as good a place as any.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio. I pull you a little closer. You say no.
Robin Williams' talent was so rare and the breadth of his career just enormous. It spanned acerbic and absurdist stand-up to children's animation and gentle comedy to drama and some dark psychological thrillers. The list is seemingly endless. The World According to Garp, Good Morning Vietnam, Dead Poets Society, Awakenings, Hook, Aladdin, Mrs. Doubtfire, Good Will Hunting are just some, and we haven't even left the 90s. Jason DeRosso is a film reviewer with Radio National.
The genius with Robin Williams was that he had those inner demons. He had that sort of dark side, but he also had that, well, it gave him that capacity to be very tender as a performer. And he also had that amazing ability to be incredibly frenzied and manic.
When he was on song, he was unstoppable. He was an improviser, fast and mad. Here he is for the first time on the Johnny Carson Show.
Look at this thing. Look, Flipper.
Right now there's a sound man going, what are you doing?
Oh, God. Relax. It's okay. I'm on TV.
It's all right, just...
You're a nice man. You won't hurt me.
No.
Robin Williams was born in Chicago in 1951 and after school was selected to study drama at Juilliard. They told him he was wasting his time. Try stand-up, they said. He did. And it led to the role that broke him as the alien Mork, a character that first appeared in Happy Days and later resulted in a spin-off show of its own.
These people, the Americans, who is their leader?
Well, they've been trying to figure that one out for years. They pick a new leader, though, every 4 years.
How do they do that?
With a wet T-shirt contest.
What are the duties of this leader?
Well, every spring he throws out the first baseball. After that, he throws out his cabinet.
From there, movies beckoned. Popeye, Garp, Moscow on the Hudson, and then his breakthrough performance in 1987.
Good morning, Vietnam!
2 years later, he played an inspirational school teacher in Peter Weir's Dead Poets Society, his first completely dramatic role.
Why do I stand up here? Anybody?
To feel taller.
No! Thank you for playing, Mr. Dalton. I stand upon my desk to remind myself that we must constantly look at things in a different way. See, the world looks very different from up here. You don't believe me? Come see for yourselves. Come on.
He was nominated for an Academy Award for that role and won one 10 years later as Best Supporting Actor in Good Will Hunting.
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
And there were the children's films too, where his talent as a voiceover artist came to the fore, like in Aladdin and Happy Feet.
Oh, what do you know? Yeah.
Boy, Mom, how could you?
Hello. I know size can be daunting, but don't be afraid.
Some of his best performances came on talk shows.
And I said basically Australians are English rednecks. I should have said good old boys. It's much better that way.
Yeah.
I meant it linguistically, like if you take an English accent, hello, and then you add this, hi, what are you going to do right now? You get this, g'day, nice to say. But it's weird, the Prime Minister of Australia said perhaps Mr. Williams should spend some time in Alabama before he calls someone a redneck.
Ouch.
Cut to the Governor of Alabama going, perhaps the Prime Minister of Australia should come down to Alabama and realize we're decent, hardworking people.
Yeah.
And now you have a war between Australia and Alabama no one can understand.
Through it all was a long battle with depression and addiction to cocaine and alcohol. In an interview with the ABC's Kerry O'Brien in 2010, He describes falling off the wagon after being dry for 20 years.
I was in a little town in Alaska. It wasn't the end of the world, but you can see it from there. And it was like all of a sudden I thought, I could drink. It's also that same thought you have if you look off a large building and go, I can fly. Mm. And within a week it was like, gone, you know. And now, you know, I realize I can't. So that was the gift, you know.
Robin Williams' publicist has put out a statement saying he'd been battling severe depression of late. He'd entered a rehabilitation centre last month to fine-tune and focus his sobriety. The statement says, this is a tragic and sudden loss. Jason DeRosso.
I mean, given that he's played such great mentors in his career and such kind of interesting creative types and searchers, he's played searchers a lot, it is such a pity that he dies under these circumstances because, you know, in a way, a lot of his work was about celebrating that little glimmer of hope that makes life worth living.
If there is a consolation in this tragic loss, it is that the celebrations can continue thanks to Robin Williams' immense and varied body of work, and that, in the end, he made people laugh.
Damn it, man, what's going on with you? What? Jim, I'm a doctor, not a busboy. I don't know why. What is it about your mind? What is it that does this thing to you? Try to explain yourself.
Comes from a deep part inside myself that was actually looking for my mother, but yet I saw that moment when she looked up there and I went, okay, I'll be funny for her, but that, okay, that's fine, work that way. Come back out from that and then realize after a while that I want to be accepted. You like me, you really like me.
No, it's not that. No, it's not that. I can be trained. I can actually show you how intelligent I am. I can use a word like delicatessen and know what it means.
And so that answer to one question went on. You can find it on YouTube. I think we might attach it on our website or attach it to David Mark's story there.